The question is, how can we achieve the highest level of humbleness? How can we achieve the highest level of being humble? You know, most of the tzaddikim in our history, they got a title. And you see Avram got the title Avram Avinu. And Yosef, Hatzadik. Aaron, a Kohen, Shmuel, a Navi, David, a Melech. Many of our heroes, they got a title. Only one got the title Rabbeinu, Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though sometimes you walk in the street with a beard, everybody starts screaming to you, Rabbeinu! That's not the Rabbeinu. There's only one Rabbeinu, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu means our teacher. Moshe Rabbeinu came to teach us one thing, just to be humble. He gave us the Torah, of course. He taught us the Torah, but Moshe Rabbeinu came to teach me, you can be the king, you can be the biggest prophet ever. Moshe Rabbeinu talks to Hashem face to face. No other prophet spoke to Hashem like that. All the prophets, they got their prophecy at night. Moshe Rabbeinu talks to Hashem face to face. And even though he was the most humble person in the universe. Why? Because he recognized his greatness. But he attributed it to Hashem. He attributed all his success to Hashem. He didn't take any credit. The thing is that we take credit for what we do. I get a good grade on my test. Oh, I learned. I am smart. I put the effort. I got the grade. The way to really be humble is to put the success, to attribute it to Hashem. I made money. Hashem allowed me to make money. I married off when I was young. Not to say, oh, I'm so good looking that everybody wanted me. No, Hashem made it. Now when I attribute to Hashem all my success, 100%, I totally subdue to Hashem, and whatever Hashem tells me to do, I don't ask questions, I don't say this, I don't feel like it, this I don't agree, this I don't want to, then that's how you become humble. You know, the Ramban says in Igeret HaRambam that a person whose pride has Geava, person who has pride, Hashem makes him this big. Ba'apo mashpil geim. But the Ramban gives advice and he says, Hashpel tatzmecha v'inasecha makom. Make yourself humble and Hashem is going to make you already great. And the point is to understand that everything that you achieve is nothing you. Hashem allowed you to do mitzvot. People don't understand. They think that they deserve, you know, bravo when they show up to shul. Oh, I prayed today. The reason why I'm allowed to put tefillin on today is because Hashem allowed me to put tefillin on. If I didn't put tefillin on today, it's because Hashem closed the valve, and you're not going to put tefillin on today. When I put tefillin on, I say a quiet prayer to Hashem. I say, thank you, that you didn't put a yetzer around me for tefillin. Thank you for allowing me to even wake up and to get myself to shul, because 50% of the men in the world don't want to put tefillin. They have the tefillin on the table. I'm not talking about the secular ones that don't know what's tefillin. I'm talking about the men that they have the tefillin at home and they look at the tefillin and they're like, I don't want to put it today. And that's the reality. And I'm not judging anyone, chas v'shalom. When I put tefillin on, when I put tzitzit on, when I say birkat hamazon, I quietly thank Hashem, thank you so much that you didn't put yetzer around this mitzvah. It's a zchut. It's a merit for me now to pray in a minyan, to say birkat hamazon, to, doesn't matter what it is. When you understand that Hashem allowed you to do it, you know what a zchut it is to put tzitzit on? We think that we're so great because I put tzitzit on. No. Hashem says, I'm going to allow you. Because look around you, look how many men has a yetzer hara. They don't want to put tefillin on. They don't want to put tzitzit on. They don't want to cover the hair. They don't want to be modest. They don't want to stop prostrate. They don't want to. Why? Where is it not one thing coming from? Hashem, he has a valve. He opens, closes, open, closes. So say thank you for everything that Hashem allows you to do. I'm talking about mitzvot, of course, but everything. And if you come and you wash your hands, you eat now pizza, you wash your hands, say Birkat Hamazon, say quietly to Hashem, Hashem, thank you so much. I appreciate the fact that you allowed me to say Birkat Hamazon. Most people, they'll wash, but zip, go out. They don't feel like saying Birkat Hamazon. Some people will go completely out of their way to do whatever they can, not to eat, not to wash. So the point is just to be thankful and to recognize that Hashem is controlling everything. And by you follow that, trust me, you'll start developing slowly, slowly this love to the Kadosh Baruch Hu that will make you humble to say, Hashem allowed me to put tefillin on because He gave me a hand. I saw today and we went into a store, there was one guy, he had a plastic leg and I didn't have a hand. It caught my eye. I felt a little bit of, you know, bad for him. Probably he had a car accident, chas v'shalom, or something. And then I was like, look at that. If he's a Jew, he can't put tefillin on. And I was like, wow. Look. I have one. And this one works. Then it can... So we don't appreciate it. We don't appreciate what Hashem gives us. When you really develop appreciation to Hashem, and constantly, that's when it humbles you, because you're seeing, wow, how great Hashem is. He's allowing me to, I breathe today. I always tell my kids, thank Hashem like 5 times a day that you can breathe. Oh Hashem. So the more you thank Hashem, the more you develop appreciation, the more you will develop a humbleness that Hashem is allowing me to do everything. That's one of the reasons why we say a bracha when we go out of the bathroom. People don't understand that. Some people can't go to the bathroom. You know what a blessing it is? So we have to bless Hashem all the time and thank Him, and that brings on us the right love to be very, very humble. And especially when I think I am achieving something, look at Hashem, He can do whatever He wants.